Item 8 is consider consent calendar. We got A through G tonight. A handful of public hearings being set for next meeting. Does council wish to remove any of the items A through G and discuss them individually?
Yes, Mayor, I would like to remove item G, Planning Commission application review.
Are there any other council requests to remove any of the items on the consent calendar? How about anybody in the public? On items A through F of the consent calendar, do we wish to remove any of those and discuss them individually? We have a first by Ron to approve A through F on the consent calendar. Second. We have a second by Rhea. We've got minutes, so we'll go ahead and roll call. We'll start with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Terry?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
A through F is taken care of. Item G is the resolution 2019-39. Becca, I'll just turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, my question is that in the last part of that report, apologize, I need to pull it up here. Where it states that anonymous comments are going to be allowed, I'm just wondering why that will be so. And I guess I do not agree with that. I know that we have comments included on our reports when notifications are sent out, but I feel that if, as a citizen, you have a concern, you should be willing to put your name and your residence and let your concern and questions and comments be known. So I'd like to strike that part of it because it states, whereas anonymous comments from neighboring landowners will be received by the Department of Planning and Permitting in the notification process and shared with the City Planning Commission and the Sturgis City Council if the commenter gives consent to do so. I just don't believe that there should be anonymous comments allowed. I believe it needs to be on the public record. I'm sorry, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's the fourth whereas from the bottom on page 15. Yeah. On the second page of that resolution.
So is that a motion, Becca, for?
Yes. Oh.
You bet we can, yeah.
So I can tell you that the thought process that we had behind that, and I don't know that we actually intended for it to be completely anonymous, excuse me, was that we had citizens that wanted to come in and had concerns, but they were neighbors and they didn't want to, it was very restrictive to them because they didn't want to cause disgruntled neighbors. That was the thought behind it. Maybe we can change some verbiage that it could be shared with council, could be shared with the Planning Commission, maybe not made public.
I believe if I was trying to read through it quick here too, but I think there's some statement about proximity to the situation also in this resolution. Do I remember that correctly?
Mr. Mayor, I'm in glancing through it now. I don't see a reference to proximity, but it is contained in provisions in Title 18. And so it may be as well that I'm fairly confident that there is already some authority in Title 18 to allow people to make comments without necessarily identifying themselves. But since this is a resolution, in whatever way it, if the council chooses to pass some or all of this resolution, it's certainly easier to subsequently modify it, it's easier than changing an ordinance.
Further discussion on the striking of the anonymous portion of the comments from council. Come on up, Bonnie.
Mayor, I would also maybe ask Mr. Smith for his comments on the current practice.
Well, this is a personal comment. I have to say that I have been the target of retaliation from owning my position on a use on review, but I am sufficiently evolved that I was able to manage that and work through that and resolve that difference with the person involved. But I did have neighbor retaliation based on my comments. However, I stand in agreement with Becca is that, you know, these are public issues and we are adults and we should own our positions. So that doesn't move the marker one way or the other, but I just want to say I've been on both sides of it, and I do believe in owning your views, but it is uncomfortable and difficult, and I guess I wonder if perhaps there shouldn't be some possibility of mediation when that happens to someone. I think a lot of people, when they become the target, don't know what to do except to sling back. That's not useful to us as a community either. You know, I'm for supporting and building and having positive relationships and among neighbors, but it does create a difficult situation sometimes that people are not skilled to handle. So give some consideration to that. Thank you.
Deb Holland from the Black Hills Press, Pioneer. And I would say I concur with Becca that anyone who has something to say about an issue, you know, the public's business should be done in public, and people, like Bonnie said, should stand behind if they offer comments. And I understand what you're saying, Rhea, that, you know, it would strain relationships, but you know, like she said, you have to stand behind your views, and I concur, Becca. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Dave, is it safe to say, come on up, please, is it safe to say that the practice, as long as recent memory can go back, is the fact that this is, if the commenter chose to not put their name, it was still accepted. That's nothing new.
That is correct. We, at one time, a few years back, had a use on review where the comments were made public to the council, planning and zoning, as well as the person applying. And it not only destroyed friendships, but it destroyed a neighborhood. So I agree that keeping those, some of those complaints or some of those comments anonymous for at least a period of time, until they get through and things get discussed through planning and zoning and possibly council. More times than not, the person who comes in for the use on review or variance and a neighbor who has told us that I do not want my neighbor to know because we're really good friends but don't want this to happen, the person applying is very upset because they want to know who made that comment or whatever. And again, we don't want to destroy friendships, neighborhoods, or anything like that. So we'll do whatever you guys decide. I can go either way. It's worked out, I think, a little bit better. Most of the time, we don't have that problem. There's very few comments that come in that the people aren't willing to sign. But there are a few, and I understand why.
Which way do you feel is the best or would be best in your feeling? Do you have a feeling? I mean, everybody's kind of walking the middle of the line here. And
Well, I'll tell you how if I released the names of everybody that made a complaint on a code violation to their neighbors, nobody would ever call our office on code violations because they're scared to. So it can go either way. I always let the people know that make the complaint that we will keep it anonymous unless it ends up in a court of law, which what point in time we'd have to bring that witness forward. I think it has actually worked pretty well to keep the names of some of these comments anonymous. It's really staved off a lot of issues. But, again, there's very few of those that come in like that.
So, Dave, you solicit comments from people that are within a specific distance. Correct?
That is correct, yes.
So we know that there are people that are associated with the neighborhood. If they come in anonymous, and it's anonymous when we read it, we can make our decisions. But it's not a neighbor that we know. Correct?
Correct.
I know it sounds bad when we say anonymous comments, but I'm in a situation right now where I received information through a business. I'm the acting administrator for that business. And should I divulge that from the other parties involved, it would tear that business apart. There is a time and a place for anonymous comments. If the only way the public feels comfortable, especially with the older set, myself included, with older people, is they don't want a big fight, but they want the right and what they think is best for the community. And in this case, Dave's correct. He would never get any code violations because I'm going to guess 90% of them come from next door neighbors or more. And if I had to turn my neighbor in, it'd be a pretty tough duty since he's a pretty good friend of mine. And I think the same is true likewise. So I don't know if anonymous comments is the correct verbiage or not. The thought of it, I think, is determinable by the commission itself. And should it become an issue, then I think the commission's got a responsibility to go back to the individual and say, we believe this is important enough that you need to bring it forward. That's a compromise. I don't like the word anonymous comments, but I do believe there's a place and a time for them.
But, you know, when we talk about code violations, we don't see those in front of the council, do we? I mean, but whereas use on review, I think it's maybe perhaps two different situations. And I guess, you know, the way that this is written, you know, where it states if the commenter gives consent to do so, I'm sorry. To me, if you're going to make a statement and then say, oh, but don't use my name, is that really any more than just gossip or secondhand information? To me, I don't really necessarily believe that it is. I just think that, you know, when it's a public issue that comes before us, comes before the Planning Commission, you need to be willing to put your name on it.
I guess I don't, I'll speak up here, because I think, you know, these don't just have to do with use on reviews. They have to do with variances and everything else that the Planning Commission takes into effect. So if a guy wants to put up a fence, I don't have a...
Yeah.
Oh, now I do. Okay. So if a guy wants to put up a fence, it just doesn't move. If a guy wants to put up a fence and it requires a variance... And someone wants to say, well, I really don't want that fence, but I don't want the guy to know that I live right next door to him because the fence is going to affect how I deal with you. You know, I can understand a person wanting to remain anonymous. However, we still have to look at that variance, and even if there's a comment in there that is anonymous when we review it, we can look at that and say that that person maybe lives in this neighborhood, and we can take it into the – we'll still be able to take it into the calculation that says how many approve and how many disapprove. And it could still remain – I think it still should remain anonymous. Or it can remain anonymous. I think it's up to the person who makes the comment.
Well, we're back at square one. I guess I'll go back to you, Councillor Zerps. Is there a motion there?
I'm contemplating for
a second. And that's fine. I hate to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I'm thinking about the process right now when we receive the packets, you know, and the comments are included. While I don't want to discourage residents who may be impacted by these situations, I just keep coming back to the fact that it's public record. And perhaps I'm not against, I guess I feel the way that this is written right now, if the commenter does not want to give consent to have their name, then none of us will know about it. And I just don't think that's right.
We would know about it. We just wouldn't know that that person, that comment has a name to it. That's the way I see it. I mean, the person can still make the comment, and we would still get the comment, and it would still be whether they approve or disapprove of whatever's going on there, we would still be able to count them in the approval or disapproval of it. However, for their protection, we wouldn't know their name. We could still make a decision whether, you know, and we could take it for what it's worth. Well, he wasn't willing to give his name. Same with the Planning Commission. They could take it into effect. I mean, they could take that.
But the way that this is written, it says that the anonymous comments will be received and shared if the commenter gives consent to do so. And I feel like we're not even really given the choice of even seeing the comments, nor who they're from. And I just think that this is just too broadly stated. You mean their name?
Yes.
Not the whole comment.
I think the whole comment. Have a right.
Go ahead, Mike. I was just going to say that, you know, right now when we put out these things for use on review, what's often occurring, and maybe it's because it's not anonymous at all, is a lot of people actually don't end up replying whatsoever. So if it was anonymous, maybe there would be more input from the people in that surrounding community anytime we have a use on review.
I concur. But there's, you know, there's many organizations who have an amnesty program. And without the amnesty programs, there's no way to fix the bad things that happen from internally. And so I'm a big supporter of anonymous and of amnesty type programs. If we do away with this, I don't think we'll ever have the true visibility of what's going on in a particular neighborhood.
Particularly if someone wants to disapprove, if they want to disapprove and they have to put their name down, they may just not reply and make no comment whatsoever. In that case, that would be a positive affirmation, because that's the way our rules are. If someone doesn't send in a response, then they agree.
It's implied agreeing.
It's implied agreed, yeah.
What do you have to add, Bonnie? Just the comments are included, yes. We see the same thing that's in the packet for. Right. Correct. Right. That's the process now and has been historically.
Right. And I guess, like I said, the way that I'm reading this is the comment. You know, the neighbor can send in the comment, but with that comment there, if the commenter gives consent to do so, means that they could,
write
with this,
they
could say, hey, don't even share my comment.
Right. It'd just be
so what's the purpose?
Show disapproval.
That's right.
What's
right.
the purpose?
But, and that's the way it reads, though. You're right. Yep.
Right. And as I, you know, I don't want to discourage people from sharing their viewpoint. But the way that this is written to me states that they can send their viewpoint in and then say, oh, but I don't want it shared, or, you know, I don't want it to be a matter of the public record. And
Becca,
I don't agree with that.
As I read that, what if we struck if the commentator gives consent to do so? What if you just struck that?
That's really what we've got right now. What do you want to come right down to?
I mean, I guess I'm friendly to that. Because you're right. That's the process that we have.
Yep.
Dave, can you tell us exactly what the process is now in this regard? If we take that last part of that, the second half of the last sentence out, it is exactly what we have now.
Yes, that's pretty much it. I mean, when we send out the letters for response to the neighboring property owners, we send them a sheet, self-addressed, stamped envelope, encourage their comments. And the very, you'd be surprised. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised. You've seen it, how many we don't receive back.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do get the comments back, those are put into your packet. And we don't put the names on them right now. The names are within our office. And if somebody desperately needed to know that, we'd go through the process of releasing that to them. But the comments are put in there specifically so that the Planning Commission and the City Council can look at what the neighbors are saying and why they want, why they are for or against whatever the use and review or variance is. So, yes, by striking that out of there, it's pretty much the exact same thing that we have right now.
Right. Well, one thing that comes to mind that might be kind of confusing this on this whole issue, you know, this, I'm just having to think about this right now. When this is sent out, really the people you're sending that out to and they're sending the form back in, they don't necessarily know that it will not be made public at a city council meeting. Am I correct on that?
That is correct, yes.
I wonder when you send this out if it might not be a good idea if we could somehow within that letter say that, yes, please put your name, but your name will not be shared at a public meeting, that you'll be anonymous in regard to the public meeting itself. And we might actually end up with more people taking care of that and sending it in. We'd have a better better insight to what the neighbors actually do think. There wouldn't be so much hesitancy as far as people responding, perhaps.
We Bill, certainly couldn't do that.
Bill, what do you have, sir?
Well, I just wanted to make a couple statements that the Sturgis Chronicle, I won't print an anonymous, an unsigned letter, but I will withhold the name at if the person has a valid reason for withholding it. And at the same time, I have to say that I believe that law says that you have a right to face your accuser.
Any other discussion? Better come up to the microphone, Bonnie.
As I'm looking at this, this document has singled out anonymous comments, which automatically implies something a little clandestine or secretive or shady about them. And yet there's nothing in the document that says all comments will be passed on. The fact of the matter is those comments are part of the response, and all responses are passed on to the council. So I would suggest that you get rid of anonymous because it's just causing you grief. And if you need an indicator there, that they'll be shared without identification, because that's what we do, is it not? You share those comments with the council without identifying their source. You know their legitimate sources because they've come in on the eligible responder's response to that. So I think I would work on making that more inclusive with comments in general and clarifying that the process is that they are not identified within the process. Now, that means you need to go back to the drawing board on that whole thing because you're not going to rewrite it effectively here tonight. So that whole whereas needs reconsideration.
Greg, have you got any input on that as far as how we can just quickly do that and alleviate the situation?
Well, yes, I have a couple of comments. One is that certainly if you want to revise this particular paragraph, I believe that striking the anonymous, or that you could, if you remove the commentator's ability to decide, as Dave said, that reflects current practice. First comment. Second comment is the purpose of this document is simply to provide guidance to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It doesn't change city ordinance. Third comment is if you have this document, which runs a little over 2 pages, is intended to provide guidance. It is possible that if that particular 3 lines is removed, it may still, what remains may still be a helpful tool for Planning and Zoning Commission. On the other hand, if the goal of this is that it's a fully integrated document and removing part of it impairs its effectiveness, then that would seem to be a reason to set the whole thing aside and revise it. I mean, I guess I want to offer, I would suggest those are alternative ways to look at it, that you may still accomplish a significant part of what you hope to accomplish, even if on this particular consideration that one, you know, that portion of it is eliminated. Other questions from council on this?
How about a motion?
Comments from neighboring landowners will be received by the Department of Planning and Permitting in the notifications process and shared with the Sturgis City Planning Commission and the Sturgis City Council and withheld from public meeting.
Is that a motion to approve the resolution with that amendment?
I'm fine with that, and I would second that.
But a first by Rhea with an amendment, or a correction, which on a resolution is okay, right, Greg?
Yes.
And then we have a second by Dave. Any last discussion?
Question. Can you repeat the exact language of it? Because I'm not sure I got it written down as you spoke it. Yes, whereas. Comments?
Strike anonymous.
Understood.
Everything stays the same until you get to the end of the...
Council?
Yes, and say, and withheld from public meeting. And commenter's name withheld from public meeting.
And name withheld...
At public meetings.
At public meetings.
Author would not be revealed, or Greg can fix that.
Well, I can always insert some language, but if it's not what was in the motion, then I've misstated things. So, yeah.
But I think we got
I understand
it.
Now what the motion is, or when we have the language here, if it survives.
And one question, does that mean that the comments will be shared at the public meeting, but not the name?
Yes.
But not the names?
Yep.
Any more questions for me?
You bring it out of there.
Not right now.
All right, we got a first and a second on the floor for Resolution 2019-39. All those in favor of the motion, which was an amended resolution, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.